Ohio's congressional map is likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court after a panel of federal judges ruled it's unconstitutionally gerrymandered to favor one political party over the other. The map has had a long journey to this point, and it's not over yet.
Redistricting, which is the most fun anyone can ever have in politics and not go to prison.
That's Republican former state senator Jeff Jacobson joking in his farewell speech in December 2008 to his state house colleagues about the challenge in drawing maps for Ohio's congressional districts. 3 years later, state lawmakers would approve a map that Democratic former state representative Mike Curtin would describe this way last year.
This is the most extreme gerrymandered map that Ohio has had in its history, and it's one of the five most gerrymandered congressional maps in the country.
The map that was ruled unconstitutional was created in 2011. Ohio's population had fallen, and it lost two seats in Congress. So the map was drawn to pit two pairs of U.S. representatives against each other in 2012. Republican Jim Renacci defeated Democrat Betty Sutton in their new district in Northeast Ohio. And Marcy Kaptur beat fellow longtime Democrat Dennis Kucinich in the new long and strangely shaped district nicknamed the Snake on the Lake. Since then, the map has brought the same result every 2 years, 12 Republican representatives and 4 Democratic ones. But the map was agreed upon in a bipartisan deal in the Republican-controlled state legislature. More than half the Democrats in the House voted for it, along with 4 of the 10 Senate Democrats. One of those opposed was veteran Democratic Representative Bob Hagan.
We should think about what we're doing, what we've done. I mean, was it fair that some of these districts were carved up in a way that really diluted the opportunity to represent them in Congress?
Democrats have engaged in partisan redistricting, too. And in 2011, Republican Representative Matt Huffman, the map bill's sponsor, said Democrats could have supported a Republican-backed redistricting reform plan in 2010.
To simply suggest that somehow the blame lies on this side of the aisle is false, and those who are suggesting that know that.
That proposal was floated by John Houston, then a senator. He was Secretary of State when the map was created, and now is the lieutenant governor. Houston has been a longtime critic of partisan redistricting, and in 2016, he blamed the process on office holders, and not just state-level ones.
Those are not the kind of conversations, if you're a legislator, that you want to have, because the top federal elected official in your district probably doesn't want you to have them.
That's what Democratic Representative Jack Serra says, too. His first vote when he was appointed to the House in 2011 was on that map. He says minority leadership suggested it was the best deal they could get to take care of their sitting members of Congress until something else was worked out.
In hindsight, I wondered, especially when I was involved in the work group on redistricting, why I ever voted for that map.
Democrats have blasted the map for years, and recently they've been joined by the Republican governor who signed the map into law, John Kasich. The instant criticism of the map in 2011 sparked demands for a new redistricting process. And last year, voters overwhelmingly approved a plan created by that bipartisan group of lawmakers that included Sarah. It says when state lawmakers draw the map, they can't split most counties, and no county can be split 3 times. And for a map to last a full decade till the next census, it must get 50% minority party support, or it would be drawn by a 7-member bipartisan commission. Sarah disagrees with the state's appeal of the federal court ruling. But Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose, who also voted for the map when he was a state senator, supports the appeal and a delay in the order to draw a new map next month.
What we want to see is a stable and reliable process that happens every 10 years. And the next time we draw lines, hopefully, will be in 2021 following the census when we finally have this bipartisan process.
The court's deadline to draw a new map is June 14th, which is just 2 weeks before the state budget deadline. In asking for a delay, Attorney General Dave Yost said he'd like to wait on pending cases before the U.S. Supreme Court that could set a standard for partisan gerrymandering. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.